I'll fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday morning. Text line 251-343-0106. Time permitting, I'll get to the remainder of your text. In the meantime, joining us a day early, and I have to go to Birmingham, as I was lamenting off air. But our returning champion joins us, State Senator Chris Elliott. Senator, good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. I appreciate you having me on a day early.
I appreciate you being willing to come on a day early. I don't know, really what's going on. I guess there are some things starting to bubble up for the session in January, but we're looking to, the big news, and Caleb Taylor wrote it for us, and I see it's on AL Daily News, but I'm tying higher ed funding to student outcomes. I can't imagine that the flagships are really eager for this to become a reality.
Well, I think what you'll find out is that the flagships aren't the problem, right? And so when you look at a lot of the higher ed money that's going back out the door, I mean, first of all, I'll say this. I continue to be amazed at how much of the state's education budget has historically gone to higher ed and not K-12. I'm of the opinion that we need to be spending more of those resources in K-12 and less on higher ed, but that's a whole different conversation. But we have some higher education institutions in this state that have abysmally low graduation rates. I mean, in the single digits sometimes, four-year graduation rates. And so, and this is more of a march from the Republicans to demand accountability for taxpayer dollars. I mean, we've seen it in K-12, right? With the Literacy Act and the Numeracy Act. We're seeing it with the Accountability Act. We've seen it with school choice. Oh, by the way, it's working, right? We've seen our scores go up tremendously. We've seen better outcomes. We see kids reading at grade level, doing math at or above grade level. And so I think that the time has come to move towards, demanding similar accountability for our higher ed folks as well. I mean, Jeff, in contract review the other day, I brought up a contract that the Department of Education had where we're spending tens and tens of millions of dollars from the State Board of Education to have teachers go to the education departments of these higher ed institutions and teach them how to teach math and reading. That's absurd.
That's interesting. And like the higher ed stuff, and then maybe it's a product that we're, and then I think we're trying to kind of turn the page and look at education differently. But I mean, we went through this time in America and I think including Alabama where everybody went to college and not everybody needs to go to college. I mean, it's not to say that you shouldn't go, but there's just better options out there for things to do for your life. But we steered everybody into college and always let me kind of scratching my head like, well, what do you want to do with your life after college? Seeing some of my classmates, if you will, and knowing this probably isn't for you, man.
No, you are exactly right. And the country as a whole, but specifically Alabama, and then even drilling down even further, specifically in Baldwin County, we have been leading the way on reintroducing real, meaningful technical education in high school. And in my opinion, that's where that needs to start, right? I think for too long we have said, oh, well, you can go to junior college for that. No. You need to start that in high school so that when kids are looking at what they're going to be when they grow up, they can start testing and trying that out. And in Baldwin County, we've got through dual enrollment that's been in existence in Baldwin County for a long time. You've got real abilities to go to Baldwin Prep or some of the other technical offerings from Gulf Shores or Orange Beach and graduate with a certification in a multitude of things, from nursing to plumbing, electrical work, some automobile repair things, outboard engine repair. That's an important one down here. And also have a two-year college degree through dual enrollment that is paid for and all for free, so your kids can come out of high school with a two-year degree under their belt and a high school degree and a technical certification and start earning money immediately.
Right. But, at least when I was in high school, it was all college prep all the time. And I guess you got to start somewhere, and probably the place to start, it isn't necessarily going after the colleges, which, by the way, Senator, have a very, very hefty government affairs presence in Montgomery. I mean, I'm just always awestruck by that. But that being said, you start cracking this nut by starting kind of at the lower grade levels and work your way up to high school. And it's not all about prepping for the ACT or the SAT or whatever. You start looking at it from that standpoint and you work on it, and you start figuring out what's the better use of resources here.
Absolutely. And bang for your buck is technical education in high school. There's no question about that. And if you look at the almost 60% of students that graduate from high school in Alabama and do not go on to a four-year institution, we absolutely are doing them a disservice if we're not offering robust, meaningful, industry-driven, employee-driven workforce training in high school. And so we're doing that in Baldwin County. We are leading the charge on it. Mobile County is not far behind us. They have a heavy push coming in for shipbuilding and the industry that is going to be surrounding that effort. And so I think we're moving in the right direction, but it took a lot of effort, right? It took legislation. It took alternative diploma requirements that really had to be pushed on the educrats in the state to try to say, guys, our job is not to educate children how you think they ought to be educated and with the knowledge you think that you ought to impart on them, but rather what the workforce needs so that these kids can be gainfully employed when they get out of school.
Senator, speaking of education, and we had Mayor Kinnon on a couple of weeks ago, or last week, I guess. It seems like it was longer. Are you gonna take another shot at this Orange Beach Gulf Shore sales tax distribution issue this year?
Oh, you have to. I mean, look, you just have to. You cannot collect a tax countywide and not share it countywide. I mean, the law that was written was written prior to there being more than one school system in Baldwin County. There's no other county in the state that does it like this, right? And so we have to, when we collect taxes countywide, we have to distribute taxes countywide as well. There's no other way to do it, and it's fundamentally unfair. And my colleagues will even tell you, quietly that they agree with that. It's just a difficult, position for them to be in politically. And so I've never been one to shy away from difficult political decisions. I do what's right. And I am going to continue to encourage my colleagues to do the same thing. And so we'll keep that push up. And oh, by the way, that's something that the county school system agreed to, back when the splits happened. And I'm going to hold them to account on that. If you make an agreement, you need to stick with it. And so that's exactly what I'm intending to do this session, the session after that, and the session after that.
Well, and then you got to do it, like you said, this session, but realistically, maybe after elections, I mean, that's probably, at least this is me speaking, when you would see a better opportunity, maybe. Because it's kind of stunning to me that this has to go to the entire body, but that's the only way forward, it seems.
Well, it is. I mean, it's a local law, right? So it requires really just the local delegation. And so, my hope is that, I will be able to influence my colleagues to look at the basic fairness of the conversation and say, guys, well, what if the tables were turned here? What if it was going a different direction? And it's not a complicated issue at all. It's a very simple issue. And so we'll continue to keep that discussion up and try to move that ball so that we're treating all the kids in Baldwin County fairly, and we're not playing Robin Hood and taking from one area and giving to the other just because, you know, it's politically expedient to do so. That's not right. That's not a principled approach. And so, you know, my hope is that we can get past the politics and get to the principles and make sure that we're doing what's right for the kids.
Well, I tell you what bothers me, and kind of watching that debate take place, Senator, and it was this. It was just like when you brought it up. Oh, no. This is a local issue. No, we're not. We're not going to listen to this. You guys need to figure it out for yourselves. But you know, there may be a tradition in the Alabama legislature with local bills, but sometimes you've got to buck tradition. And these people, I mean, on this one, I don't see how, and that maybe it was, I think there was some Democrats who were kind of playing that game, but on this, I mean, you got to be honest about it. This isn't this Robin Hood idea that, those rich kids down in Gulf Shores at Orange Beach don't need it, and these poor kids at Perdido need it. That is not something that Republicans and conservatives have historically done, that wealth redistribution.
Well, it's not. And it's one of the things that we in Baldwin County as a whole have fought against when we talk about equity funding and equal distribution of tax revenues and getting our share back in Baldwin County. This is just a microcosm of that. And so I want my colleagues to understand that, certainly on the local level, that we need to look at it as just that. And we need to look at this in a principled manner and not one that is, again, more based on self-interest than on what's good for the kids and then what is the principled approach and the right approach.
Joined by State Senator Chris Elliott, our returning champion here on the program. Senator Gudger, last week, maybe you could kind of explain it to us, the bill dealing with the redistricting case, the possibility of special primary elections. What's going on here with this?
Yeah, that's a placeholder to keep some options open for in the future, depending on what the courts do. I mean, the courts, in my opinion, have made quite a mess of all of this, right? I mean, the legislature is supposed to pass redistricting plans, and we've done that. We've done that in congressional districts. We've done that in the House districts, and we've done that in the Senate districts. And the courts continue to, you know, decide that they want to redraw these maps. And then you have different opinions from appellate courts and then the Supreme Court. You know, everybody's waiting on the Calais decision to see what happens there. And so you have not just members who are waiting to see what the outcome of these cases are, but you have constituents, you have voters who are trying to sit here and go, whose district am I in? What does this look like? Who am I grouped together with? And it's so convoluted that you know, it's just a shame. And so what that piece of legislation does is give the legislature some options depending on how certain court decisions come down, and we're not in control of that. We're just, I believe, trying to preserve some options to try to deal with whatever the courts end up doing.
One more question, and we've been dealing with this all football season, but AHSAA and this battle with the governor, with the Speaker of the House, and the CHOOSE Act, and you know, there hasn't been a whole lot of discussion here. But what do you, now that it's had a little bit of time to kind of settle and marinate, I mean, are we still kind of at a war footing here, or is there anything going on behind the scenes that we need to know about?
No, we're still on a war footing with the High School Athletic Association. I mean, they have done nothing but continue to be intransigent, and so you'll see the Alabama legislature step up and work its magic to come up with a solution. I will tell you, you know, I think I mentioned on your show a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago or so, that I was hopeful that Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth would step in and kind of quarterback this issue. And I believe he's doing that. And so there are probably two dozen different pieces of legislation over the since I've been in the legislature that have been filed that deal with the Alabama High School Athletic Association. And I think Governor Ainsworth and his capable staff are kind of working through those pieces of legislation to try to cobble together one piece of legislation that really will get control over what I am increasingly considering a rogue quasi-governmental, you know, entity that exerts a ridiculous amount of power in this state, and try to get that with some accountability where there is very little now. And so I think we'll see action on that this session. And I think that that certainly that the governor will be anxious to pass it into law and get moving.
There's just an unbelievable tone deafness here. And I guess it's what it is, Senator. I mean, they think they're above the law, and they're not really forthcoming with the strategy and why they're doing it this way. But they have been consistent that you guys, you politicians, you come and go, and we don't really care what you have to say.
Well, if they can't hear us, maybe they'll feel it.
Yeah, that's all I could figure. It's really kind of mind-numbing, but I guess that battle is still brewing, and it'll take place here. We'll see in a few months. And last question on that. I mean, we're going to see a bill filed, or what do you think is going to happen there?
Yeah, I don't think you'll see a bill filed until the very beginning of session. I mean, we just had caucus meetings earlier this week, and that certainly came up. We're still actively working on that legislation. But I was impressed to see how many members were engaged on that legislation. Even some of those who historically may have been a little reticent to get involved or to upset the apple cart, if you will, were very much engaged and asking questions and offering suggestions, throughout the body. And so I think that what the High School Athletic Association has done and succeeded in doing is making the governor, the lieutenant governor, the speaker of the House, the pro tem, and most of the legislators really, really frustrated with them and willing to act. And so congratulations to them. I look forward to the session.
Senator, we'll leave it there. Thanks for hopping on a day early, and we'll do it again next week.
Thank you. Y'all enjoy this weekend, and you have a great drive to Birmingham.
I just hope 65 isn't what it always is. State Senator Chris Elliott there, our returning champion. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Before I reach 30, I'd be dead. But somehow on